The School of Nursing and Midwifery at the Western Sydney University has worked with Islamic community leaders, Muslim students, and university academics to close the cultural gap for Muslim medical students. These resources include endorsed information from esteemed religious figures that clarifies misinformation surrounding various medical procedures. Sue Willis, Director of Academic Programs at the School of Nursing and Midwifery and co-creator of the program, explains where Muslim medical students are ethically challenged.
So some of the myths that needed clarification was students better understanding how to participate in infection control when it comes to bearing their arms in order to wash clearly for patient care. And the second point was around a nursing student caring for the opposite gender and to assist the students, particularly with their religious beliefs and their culture, to better understand how those things could happen with their learning. The first thing I looked at was what resources were available, and I looked fairly clearly across other education providers and across hospitals and found that there wasn't anything already in existence. Then I approached a couple of my colleagues who are Muslim nurses and asked their advice around what we need to do to move forward. That's what kind of created the process, I guess, and then developed a small team that then accessed some faith leaders in our community to get some clarification around the bridge between the nursing profession, policies from New South Wales Health, as well as belief in culture and how those two could be better clarified.
Co-creator of the program and Deputy Director of Clinical Education at the School of Nursing and Midwifery, Dr. Rakeem Elmer, explains as a Muslim woman herself why endorsement from an Islamic leader is so important.
The purpose of having an Islamic leader is really to endorse information. And when we went about these resources at Western Sydney University, while a person knows their Islamic faith and beliefs and practices, to ensure that it is authentic information, you do need an endorsement from a sheikh or an imam, and that's very important, again, for its authenticity. When we present the resources to students, we have an acknowledgement at the end of those resources, acknowledging the sheikh that participated in the endorsement of these religious and cultural practices and beliefs and what was permissible and what was not. And that, again, reaffirms the information that's presented to students.
Where students are ethically challenged, Dr. Elmer has seen the improvements firsthand.
When students realise that it's the act of doing good and it's your intentions of caring for an unwell patient, a person who is needing at times critical care, your assistance, then they are more willing to engage in that patient's care. They just needed that clarification and that conversation to be had. And once that took place, students were more willing to engage in patient care.
Western Sydney University, having a renowned multicultural student cohort, brings the responsibility of cultural competency and interfaith dialogue. This is being executed through another resource accessible to students, Australia's very first branded hijab for clinical practice.
This first branded Western Sydney University hijab represents social cohesion, cultural competence, empowerment in the community, social empowerment, the communities working together, the university recognising the differences the Muslim community have, and also inclusivity. And that means a lot for the Muslim community.
Dr. Elmer hopes this initiative encourages inclusivity in the workforce and limits the faith-based discrimination that a lot of her students have endured.
Personally, I haven't experienced any discrimination, but I know some of my colleagues who have experienced discrimination. I know some students that I have regular contact with and who have sought my mentorship that do experience racism and xenophobia. It is a difficult conversation to have with them, and it's about working through several strategies of how to overcome these issues and concerns that they have while treating a patient who doesn't want you to treat them. So how do you overcome that? Sometimes it's difficult not to take it personally for them, and it's about being professional.
From endorsed information packages and Australia's first branded hijab for clinical practice, I asked Sue Willis about her hopes for expanding these initiatives beyond Western Sydney University.
Look, I think what I'd like to see as an impact and a follow-through of what we've done here is that there's a conversation with correct people and that there's an open dialogue and we start to talk around things to clarify and provide, you know, a clear idea, particularly around healthcare professions. And, you know, I'd like to think that would be a positive outcome if other education providers would like to take that up. I already have some conversations with other education providers and they've been keen to hear what we've been doing. So I think it's a start.